proclamation number 7942 dated the July 15th, 1961. Origin of the creation work, Eoth. The path of the spirits across the earth will extend into eternity. For the spirits themselves became the matter which earth and all its creations consist of. Gods will turn solidified spiritual substance into matter. Thus the whole of the creation work earth, as well as all creations in the entire universe, is God's once emanated strength which he externalized as a bank, but which so changed itself that it finally became mere hardened substance, which was then transformed into creations of all kinds. This took place over an infinitely long period of time, because the transformation also occurred in lawful order. The rise of what is now visible as inhabited Eoth happened during countless phases of development. It was not an instantly externalized work of God's creative power, since even the slow development served its purpose. Time and again minutely disintegrated spiritual particles were captured and reshaped. The process took an inconceivably long time before Earth had formed itself into a work of creation which could serve as an abode and sustain physical life for the constantly maturing spiritual substance, as it was designated by God's eternal plan of salvation. And even this spiritual substance took an endless time before it reached the degree when it was allowed to live as a human being on Earth for the purpose of its final perfection. This last earthly progress as a human being is but a moment in time compared with the infinitely long period of the Earth's preliminary development. Although the creation of every form was indeed the work of an instant for God, because his will and his strength externalized every thought as an existing work, yet the resistance of the once fallen spirits determined the length of time until their physical transformation. For God did not force this spiritual substance, but his strength of love captured it until its resistance had somewhat subsided, in order to then encase it in accordance with his plan, to then shape it into various forms where it would perform some kind of activity which was so minimal that, again, an infinitely long time passed before these forms could gradually disintegrate and change. The development of Earth took ages until it could be inhabited by living beings, and these, in turn, prepared the earth for yet another inconceivably long time to become suitable for serving human beings as a last place of development. The tiny individual particles of the human soul, however, had passed through all creations. The fall from the highest pinnacle into the abyss had taken so long that thus an equally long time had been necessary to ascend from the abyss to the point when the being could receive its self-awareness again, that this final perfection then made it possible to travel the lost path of ascent. But for the time being the creation had emerged, and this incorporates the innumerable fallen spirits whose return to God will subsequently also take an infinitely long time, hence an end of creation cannot be foreseen as yet. Nevertheless, the creations exist and everything will take its lawful course. They are brought to life by ever new minute particles of spirit whose higher development takes place by way of constantly changing their outer form, and thus a continuous developing and disintegrating of every material creation can be observed. All works of creation repeatedly renew themselves in this manner and thus serve the inherent spirit to achieve maturity, just as they serve humanity's continued development by safeguarding their physical life on Earth. As long as the spirits bound in the creations do not have free will, their path of higher development proceeds in accordance with God's will. The constrained spiritual substance serves in some form or other and thereby matures gradually. But as soon as the spirit lifts on earth as a human being, it is once again in possession of free will, and then it is able, instead of continuing to ascend, to stop its development or to regress again. During the final period of its process of development, it is able to fail. And this regression can lead to the result that the spirit in the human being, the soul or the once fallen original spirit, will harden again as before. The outcome will be a disintegration of the soul into countless minute particles again, which will have to take the path through the material creations once more. And this process, which has now become necessary again, also requires the disintegration and transformation of all works of creation, which can be described as the end of one earthly period and the start of a new one. And thus you humans should try to explain it to yourselves, that such periodically enforced processes of transformation concerning the creation work Earth will take place in accordance with God's will. They're always based on God's love and wisdom, and only ever serve the redemption of the once fallen spirits. And you need to also be prepared for such interventions by God when people no longer recognize the true purpose of their existence, when they thus do not use their earthly life for the maturing of their souls, for their final perfection. For the sole purpose of every work of creation is to bring the human soul into maturity, to help it become what it once was in the beginning, a supremely perfect being, which originated from God's love but voluntarily apostatized from Him. It shall return to Him again, and God Himself has provided it with the path of return through all the creations on earth. Amen.